All right. A lot of rumors out there and a lot of sports going on and a lot of stuff. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Jong Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow, with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday. Let's have some fun today.
All right.
You up for that?
I'm cool with fun.
You were kind of fired up before the show, I have to say.
What do you mean?
With people destroying their own stuff.
People destroying their own stuff? Oh, yeah. Coffee makers and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was mostly about yesterday, but I'll never understand that. I'll never understand if you boycott something, like buying 10 pizzas and then throwing them in the trash on video. Like if you go to Papa John's, you say, I'm boycotting Papa John's, and you buy 10 pizzas and then throw them all in the trash. You still bought those 10 pizzas. Papa John doesn't care where you put his pizza once you buy it. I promise you. Keurig doesn't care what you do with your coffee maker once you buy it from the store. They don't care. I say the same thing about people who burn jerseys. Oh, I'm boycotting this team. I'm burning all my gear that I've bought from them already. That team doesn't mind. They don't care. It doesn't hurt their feelings that you are one of those, you were a super fan and you bought, you know, 100 pieces of gear, and then your favorite player, you know, walks out on the team or demands to be traded, and now you're going to boycott and light it all on fire. They don't care. They got the money already. That's not how you boycott things. You don't boycott things by destroying what you've already purchased.
Yeah, I'm kind of simple that way. If I don't like your TV show anymore, I just quit watching.
It's very simple.
If I don't like what you're saying on Twitter, I just either block you or unfollow you. If I don't like what your company stands for, I just won't go buy your product.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. That's my protest.
But like if you have a, let's say you have a 70-inch television that's made by Samsung.
How'd you guess what I had?
Well, I don't know. And then Samsung comes out and says, I hate people named Fred. I want them all to be imprisoned and beaten for the rest of their lives. The Samsung CEO says that. And you're like, man, why would he say that? But he's dead serious about it. And he wants to, he says all kinds of crazy stuff. He's like, oh, North Korea, I like their politics. I think they're good guys. And they should bomb America.
Interesting.
So now you hate Samsung. You just don't buy any new Samsung stuff.
Right. When that TV burns out, I'll go buy one from somebody else. I'll go buy an LG or something.
But beating that TV with a hammer doesn't do you any good.
No.
You ride that bad boy out. They already got your dough on that one. They got you, but they won't get you anymore, but they got you this time. That's how it should work, but people are dumb.
I don't know what the hell's going on with our world, man.
We live in a crazy world, man, a crazy world, I'm telling you.
You know, I don't even blame millennials. I blame their parents. I blame that generation. I think that's the crazy generation, my generation, frankly.
Yeah, it kind of is.
And not that I agree with them, but I'm not sure why that is.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why people are so bleeped up right now.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
You beat your kids, right?
No.
Oh, that's why. Yeah. We need to go back to the parents who beat their kids. That's what this world needs. Get back to just beating the hell out of us. That's what my parents did. I turned out all right. Your parents probably whooped your ass, huh?
Oh, God, yeah.
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 John, did you get your ass whooped when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. I think I've told the story about me hiding my dad's stick, and then he got a bigger stick.
Yeah. We need to go back to that. We're all pretty, you don't see any of us getting accused of anything. We're all right. We made it through.
So far.
So far.
Anything can happen over the next however many years we're on the planet.
Right.
But so far, so good. I think we've turned out okay.
But if Jong would have masturbated in front of some women who didn't like it, his dad would have beat his ass with a stick. So that's why Jong's never done that. Right, Jong?
No comment.
You knew the you knew the consequence. Without, don't be George Takei now. Like where?
Oh my!
Oh my! oh boy! It's a
It's
in the words of the great American poet Cat Stevens. Ooh, baby, it's a wild world.
I'll always think of you as a child, girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh man, I it's funny because all these stories keep coming out about like Steven Seagal is the latest one. And does that shock you even
bit? That's probably the least shocking one that's come out.
Yeah. He wanted
the Harvey Weinstein one's not really that shocking either, because I mean he literally had a job where he could run a casting couch. I mean he was like the man. So if you wanted to be in a movie, he could. And you know how badly like these some of these people are just looking for that one break, and they'll do anything to get that one break.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I have to sleep with this big fat slob one time to get into a movie and get started. Well, maybe I'll do it.
But it's not even sleeping with it. It's just watching him masturbate.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, if I have to watch this big fat slob masturbate into a potted plant one time, I you know, like that one, I can kind of understand, I guess, because like, you know, I'm not saying like I understand why he did it. I'm not surprised at that name.
No, there's nothing surprising.
But all the other people, like, I don't know, like Kevin Spacey, that's like a, what? This Louis C.K., that's what you're into, bro? I mean, all right. It's weird. And Bill O'Reilly was the same way. Like, he wanted people to watch him take a shower. Who likes that? I don't want women to see me naked.
No, I especially just generic women that I'm either working with or something. I'm getting more clothes on.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell.
Go around the office saying, hey, you want to make it in this company, you know, you might want to watch me shower. Like, that never happens. You can ask all the female interns we've ever had. I've never once asked any of them to watch me shower. I don't get it.
I don't understand the mindset. I mean, what makes you, are you trying to have control over somebody?
Of course that's what it is.
Or are you just, you know, so insecure in who you are that you feel like this makes you better?
It's a combo of those things. I think men who are in a powerful position, that's like their move. Is to make other people feel like they are beneath them, and one way of doing that is basically telling them what they've got to do. You want to keep working here? This is what you got to do.
Yeah,
I think people are fed up with it.
Well, I guess nothing surprises me when these things come out, but it's just you read the stuff and some of it you're like, oh, why would somebody do that? I'm sorry, masturbating into a plant in front of someone, just that's never crossed my mind of things I would do.
Never in my life. And if you had said, can you believe a famous person made someone watch him do that? I would say, no, that's not real. That's an Onion story.
Exactly.
But it's real. That's real. Apparently that's what really famous people are into.
Gab says, I'm still afraid of belts. I hope she means from the first conversation about parents.
I think so, yeah.
You know, not Harvey Weinstein.
No, Harvey Weinstein didn't.
I would be afraid of Harvey Weinstein's belt, too, for a different reason.
Ugh.
But, yeah, I remember one time
when
we were at my grandparents' farm, my mom went and basically pulled a switch off a tree to get me for something.
Adrian Peterson style.
Yeah.
Did she bust open your satchel?
She never caught me.
Your boy satchel?
I took off running, and then I'd slow down so she'd get close, and it would just make her mad. And she'd get almost close enough to get me, and then I'd take off running again.
You look like Christian McCaffrey out there.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
The last second jukes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, and when she finally did catch me, she was worn out enough that it didn't hurt that bad.
Yeah.
But it was still, for me, it was funny. You know? But yeah, I didn't get too much of that because, you know, I actually was a fairly responsible kid when I got older.
Not me. I got my ass beat all the time, and I deserved it.
Well, I did up until about I was 12, and then, yeah, I kind of had my parents split up. I kind of had to be responsible, so I didn't really get in much trouble. I smoked a lot of weed and did a lot of stuff like that, but I didn't.
I got lucky because around the time I was getting into high school and when I was really starting to become a pain in the ass, my dad had remarried and had babies.
Honestly, yeah.
And so, like,
you basically got a break.
They had other stuff to worry about besides what I was doing. But yeah, I would have got my ass beat more. I should have.
Yeah, I guess I did mess up a little bit in high school. Now that I think about it, but
I mean, my dad had to come get me out of jail in high school. You know, luckily by then I was old enough that an ass beating wouldn't have really done me any good.
Yeah,
and I could outrun my dad by this point.
Well, it's funny because my dad, by the time I was 16, I was actually working with him. So I would ride with him in his truck to work every day.
Your dad never forced you to watch him masturbate into a plant.
Never did. Never
Thank
did.
Goodness.
But
he never made you watch him shower, right?
No.
To get that job.
God no. God no.
But play with a falafel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Mediterranean food. No, so by then I was sort of working for a living to get through school. So it wasn't I didn't have time to get in trouble. And plus, most of the time if I did something funny, he would laugh at me for it.
Yeah.
And except the first wife, he didn't like that. That was kind of that was one where he got on me and told me, this is dumb. You shouldn't do this.
And it turns out he was right.
Yeah, he was 100% right. All right, we will take a quick break. We come back, we'll get some phone calls.
Are you going to talk sports today, or you just want to keep talking about people masturbating into plants? I'm okay either way.
I there's sports we can talk. There's some pretty good college basketball tonight. There's some more coaching rumors involving your Aggies. We can get to all that.
But there's a lot of plants we can talk about, too.
What would be, if you were going to do this, if you were going to masturbate in a plant in front of someone, what kind of plant would it be?
One of those.
What would turn you on?
I would be into like a miniature palm tree. I don't know what those are called. Like they come in a pot, but there's usually two stalks, and they have like the banana leafy looking things coming off the top of them.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what they're called.
Why that one?
What do you mean, why that one?
I'm just wondering. I'm just curious.
Because that's what turns me on, John.
Okay.
That's what arouses me.
All right. I'm more of a cacti guy.
You're a ficus guy? Or
I'm a cacti.
Cacti? Okay. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
I like living on the edge.
Yeah, you like to live dangerously, sir.
Hey, quick break and some Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to betdsi.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25. To get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Hey, guys, if you were listening to that last segment and you got in a wreck because you were laughing so hard, well, you know what to do. You better dial Dave. Any kind of accident, car, truck, slip and fall, and overtime claim, they'll give you free legal advice. Just give them a call. And if you don't know if you need a lawyer and you've had an accident, you probably do. And Dave and his crew are going to tell you exactly what they can do for you. And maybe you need medical attention. It's like, well, I can't afford it. No, they're going to put you with a doctor. And they're going to take care of you. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Or you can go to lawyerdave.com. And guys, believe me, these insurance companies, they've got lawyers, and they're just looking for ways to screw you. Well, Dave's not going to let that happen. You just focus on getting well. He's going to deal with the insurance forms and the questions, and they're going to take care of the all of it, and they're going to get you to a doctor. Don't wait. Give him a call today. He's my lawyer. He should be your lawyer. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Or go to lawyerdave.com. Been in an accident? Better dial Dave.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. 281 says, hey, Fred, wait till that movie deal, then you'll get weird like that. It's artsy. No, you know what? If somebody comes in and they want to roll in the movie and we're trying to cast it, you know what I'm going to be asking? How much does daddy or sugar daddy want to invest in the movie? I'm a little more interested in that than masturbating into a peace lily in front of him. That's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. Hey, let's squeeze in a call from David. What's up, David?
Sports, David.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing sports, man.
Hey, sports. Hey, so I was listening to y'all's first segment, and I had a question for you.
We already answered. Cactus.
I completely agree with what y'all say about the whole, you know, burning the sports memorabilia and destroying your stuff after you've already bought it. But here's what I think, and I was wondering if y'all agreed with me on this. In the instance where the Chargers moved to L.A. and the videos came out where everybody got rid of their Chargers gear because of that, do y'all think that fits in the same category? I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, it's the same owner got that money. They don't care. Like I said,
I'd sell off my gear.
Yeah, I mean,
make a profit off of it.
All I'm saying is, and if you're a fan, that's what you want to do. That's fine. But to think that somehow hurts the owner who took away your team is absurd. Money's in the bank, bro. I mean, he got you. So,
getting a lot of Venus flytraps.
Yeah, I would be terrified of that. That's not
yeah,
for me.
Yeah. Well, and I saw that movie, the Steve
Little
Martin
Shop
movie.
Of Horrors.
Yeah, I couldn't go near one of those. What am I saying? I couldn't. Plants don't do it for me. I'm sorry.
Well, but you've never tried to do it with a woman watching. That makes all the difference, apparently.
Okay.
Because I don't think they were doing that, like, you know, by themselves in the plant. I mean, usually a tissue would work or a sock.
Well, yeah.
But I think in front of women,
towel, always like, useful.
Maybe they think that's classy to do it into a plant, like the circle of life.
DJ asked if bald Natalie Portman wanted you to watch for a job, would you?
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah. I would do that without a job on the line. I'd be happy to watch that. That's something I would enjoy, but it's different, I think. Oh, well. I'm not going to read J-Raps, but it's funny.
I saw it.
713-780-ESPN. I know Jong did his. Did you ever do your superhero movie list?
No, of course not. I thought it was like every other list. We were going to talk about doing it.
No,
because
I did mine. I have mine ready.
Oh. Well, so. You guys can do yours, and I'll just listen. And
you can make fun of it.
I'll tell you whose list is better.
Okay.
And I'll be the judge.
We could do that. We'll do that at some point today. How many did you do, John?
I got up to 20.
I only want to hear top 10.
Okay.
It's too much other than that. It's too much.
All right. Well, let's do it right now then.
Let me pull mine up real quick. You go first.
Don't use words like pull mine out.
Let me find
after we just
here.
Had that conversation.
I've got to write this stuff down.
Okay.
And I'll look at the two lists and decide which is better. You know what? You know what's a better idea? I think it's a better idea for me to hear you guys list from a third party. And then I'll decide who's better. That way Yeah. So I won't know whose list is whose, and I can just tell you. So let's do it in another segment.
Wait, when have you ever been afraid to tell us our lists suck?
That's true.
That's true.
It's like, dude, that list sucks.
Okay.
Yeah, you've never been afraid of that.
Okay. Well, some people might think that I would be And I like you guys equally. I mean,
well, but Jong is kind of an expert on this.
Not
so he's
expert.
Probably going to have a better list.
No.
Why is he an expert? I mean,
he's got a podcast.
Let me tell you something about having a podcast. It doesn't make you an expert on anything.
What are you saying?
Right. I'm saying what I'm saying. Anybody can have a podcast.
You see what I mean about how he's going to be critical?
Oh, okay, yeah. I see it.
See? I just... Well, these are all movies that I would watch again. Now, I have one ruling though. Does V for Vendetta fit into what we're
having?
Because it is a Marvel movie.
I think it fits.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that affects my list, and Blade would also be on that list. Would that count?
Blade counts.
Okay. So we're going kind of comic book. Good.
Okay.
All right. So, John, you want
to
go first?
Okay. You can go 10 to 1 or 1 to 10?
10 to 1.
10 to 1.
10 to 1. I have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 at number 10.
Okay.
And then I have the Dark Knight Rises at number 9. I have Iron Man at number 8. I have Spider-Man Homecoming at 7. I have Thor Ragnarok at 6, Captain America Winter Soldier at 5, Deadpool at 4, Guardians
of You're the Galaxy. You're going too fast.
Okay, sorry.
All right. Captain America Winter Soldier at 5.
Uh-huh. Deadpool at 4.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy at 3. Batman Begins at 2 and Dark Knight at 1.
Okay.
Interesting. Some significant differences.
All right. What are yours, Fred?
Okay. Just missing my list would be Spider-Man Homecoming, and I've not seen Ragnarok yet. So
okay,
so at number 10 I would have Blade.
That's the new Spider-Man movie, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Number 10 I would have Blade. Number 9, one of my favorites, and I don't know how many people like this one, but Hancock would be in my top 10. Number 8, I have Dark Knight Rises. At number 7, I think one of the most underrated of all of them, Ant-Man.
Okay.
It's 6. I have Iron Man. It's back-to-back men, in case you're curious. 5, I have V for Vendetta. At number 4, The Dark Knight. At number 3, I have Guardians 1. Number 2, and this was number 1 on my list forever, Batman Begins. And number 1 is Deadpool.
Okay. Let me look over these lists. Okay. Okay. They're both respectable lists.
Man, I think they're much better than that list you brought us.
Oh, no doubt.
From Rotten Tomatoes that had Wonder Woman number 1.
I will say this. For my taste, I would pick Jong's list. I think Jong wins the contest. But again, that's just a taste thing. I don't think either of your lists
but that's the thing. That's the thing. It's
neither of these lists are humiliatingly bad, though. I will say that. No Avengers movies on any of them, huh? You guys don't like it when there's... Is there too many heroes or what?
No, the Avengers just missed my top 10.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one just missed mine. But like Captain America...
No one has Wonder Woman number 1 on their
no,
list.
Why no not? Wonder Woman.
I gave it a thought.
Well, I would have thrown your list in the trash.
No Logan. No Logan in there. And I was not a fan of Captain America Civil War. I know a lot of people have that really high on their list. I just thought that was so forced.
Oh, I like that movie.
It was just a...
I like all the Captain America movies, though.
Hmm.
I think they're
good. Yeah, but of all the Marvel trilogies, I think that's the best one.
The Captain America trilogy?
Yeah, once the Guardians, third Guardians comes out and it's good, they'll probably supplant the Captain America one.
Yeah, I would say that's the best one. I was trying to think what else would be in that conversation. I mean, the Iron Man trilogy is good, too. Hmm.
But V for Vendetta is DC, but still it fits.
Yeah.
As long as we're going to allow that, because both of those are movies that kind of get forgotten about, but I will watch them anytime they're on. And that's kind of my standard will I watch these if I see them on?
Yeah.
And in every case, yeah. Anytime that movie's on, which drives my wife nuts. She hates that I've seen Batman Begins 37 times at least.
Yeah.
Maybe 40. She'll come in and I'll be watching it. She'll go, really? Again? Like, yeah. It's one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. I love it.
It's pretty good. I do like superhero movies. It's so simple. It's so childish, but I don't care. I like it.
Well, yeah.
Well, a lot of other people agree with you.
About what?
Superhero movies. They make millions.
Oh, yeah. That was my idea, John. I'm the one who came up. Don't tell me other people agree with me. They all like my idea. Yeah, I said this a long time ago. They should make superhero movies.
Yeah, Thor's been out for two and a half weeks now, and it's made, I think, the last number I checked on Monday, it made like 500-something million worldwide.
Oh, what an awesome and compare, bracket to be in.
Man, compared to Wonder Woman, that was out for about, I want to say, 3 or 4 months. They made, 800-something million worldwide. Thor has 500 million
so
in 2 weeks.
What are they going to do with it? And maybe you talked about this on your podcast. What are they going to do with this Wonder Woman who doesn't want to work with Brett Ratner?
Oh, ties with Brett Ratner will be cut.
They're going to get rid of his ass.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, isn't he one of the guys who's financing the whole thing?
I don't think they need it now.
Yeah.
The contract with that, with Brett Ratner's company ends after, I think they end up sometime next year. And so
they'll just wait on doing the movie until he's gone?
I don't think so. I think they need to start shooting just because I think it's slated to come out in 2019 or 2020, I think. So you need to start shooting pretty quickly. So they'll probably buy him out and then start shooting.
Hmm. Interesting. They better do that before she gets pregnant again.
I could tell by Brett Ratner's movies he was a pervert.
Oh, I know.
That's an easy one.
Everybody was in a bikini.
Yeah, that's an easy watch. I knew that one.
MRK has thoughts on Doctor Strange. Top 20 for me.
I like that movie, too. Yeah,
but it was a hard cut for me to get to 10.
Oh, almost everything in my top 20 I would watch over and over again. So
yeah, probably so.
What do you guys have time to watch these 100 times? What's wrong with you?
I'm saying if it's on, like on HBO.
Well, yeah, like sometimes late at night when the games are over, if I'm flipping through and I see, oh, hell, there's Blade. I'm going to watch it. Now I'll jump in the middle because I love watching those things. I'm a dork. I make no bones about it.
Well, we've officially nerded out here too much.
We've talked about nerding.
We need to either get back onto masturbating into plants or sports, one or the other.
All right, well, I'll let you choose because we just
or superhero most likely to molest a young lady, a young intern.
Well, that's easy. That's Wonder Woman.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
She comes from that island of all these chicks together. Yeah, I think of
Professor X being as a like I could see him being a perv with that chair and like, you know, oh, you want to come to my school, huh?
Old Wolverine.
And then he just stands up and you're like, what the hell's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, he stands up and pulls his pants down and you're like, what is this? Yeah, because, yeah, someone should make a porno of that. Of
I'm
X-Men
sure there
porno.
Is.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. But well,
someone
that,
should send me that.
That combines a school.
on Blu-ray.
That combines a school with a perv, which makes perfect sense.
Right.
Because there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
I'll go with old Logan, too.
Oh, I think Logan's had chances. I don't think he ever bangs the chicks that always like Rogue always liked one or liked Logan, but he could have had that, but I don't think he ever got it.
But he can't masturbate with those things.
I mean, he can because they're retractable.
Mm. I'd be worried about making a mistake, chopping something
is
off.
His, like the one who's dangerous is Bruce Banner. Like, what if you're taking care of that and then suddenly you Hulk out?
Yeah, well, you probably would, right? You
tear it off. I mean, what and if your hand Hulks before your part?
Yeah.
It's a dangerous situation.
I wonder what the actual order of Hulking is.
I don't know. I don't know how it goes.
Because I would think.
Because he, like, hunches over and you can't really see what's happening when.
Right.
I think it all turns green at the same time.
I don't think so. Because, like, you always see it, like, one arm pops out and then the other arm rips. I mean, that's. You have a podcast about this, Jong, and that's what you think? You're no expert.
Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. John S. No original Superman or Superman 2. I liked those when I was a kid, but I mean,
they don't hold up.
No, they really don't. And I watched one about 6 months ago. It happened to be on, and it's just like the special effects and everything have come so far that it's just, you know, and I think Margot Kidder was in that thing. It's,
I mean, they were good for their time, but there's so much more that they can do now in terms of special effects. It's hard to watch some of the old ones now. So I never understood the hype for Deadpool. Humor felt way too forced for me. Okay. We
each their own, man.
Yeah, we respectfully disagree. I like that because it was what the comic books were that I read growing up were like that. They broke the fourth wall. They were funny. They were self-deprecating, and they didn't take themselves too seriously. And I think that's the first movie that did that all the way across the board.
What kind of comic books did you read when you were
a kid? That's a lot of how Spider-Man was when I was growing up.
Yeah.
You know, he made fun of himself, and you see some of that in Guardians, you see some of that in Ant-Man, but there's also some drama in there. This one was pretty much pure comedy from the beginning.
What'd you like when you were a kid, Jong?
The original Batman with Hugh Jackman as Joker, that gave me nightmares. I thought that the Joker was going to pop out of my closet every single night.
Yeah?
Yeah, I liked that. I enjoyed Superman when I was younger.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, maybe like Spawn, but I thought that was very weird, but kind of cool.
I loved Spawn, and I like that Image Comics. That I liked Spawn and Max and Pitt all came out around the same time. I liked all of those comic books.
Dick Tracy. I liked growing up. Looking back on all those movies, though, they didn't really age very well.
No.
Maybe Batman did.
No,
maybe,
not really.
No, not really, because it was a little cheesy.
Yeah.
Tim Burton's Batman movies were really cheesy.
Campy, I think, is
that's the right word,
and that's okay too, because that's what the original Batman was, the TV show.
But oh, it was very
that. I mean, that's all it was, and that's fine. But I just think if you're gonna do them now, they need to be either. And I think the Avengers movies do this pretty well. It's serious stuff, but it's still funny. They make fun of each other a lot, and I think you need some of that. You can't take yourself too seriously.
And a couple of people asked about Watchmen. I think the biggest thing that I didn't like about The Watchmen was the giant blue penis.
You didn't like that, huh?
No.
I was into
Dr.
that.
Dr. Manhattan's little, not little, but
little
massive thing.
I thought they did a disappointing job with that movie, considering how great the potential subject matter was. I thought it dragged way too much. And I know they're talking about doing
a TV show on HBO.
Yeah, that I would be totally into, because I think that's one that lended itself to... I mean, there's so much story there that they could have done. I think a series would be so much better. And that's what frustrated me about the movie, is that they really skipped a lot of story in order to just drag it out. And that bothered me.
You know what's... When does... you probably know this, John. When does The Punisher come out, the next season?
The first season comes out on Friday.
Oh, yes. No,
and a lot of people giving you grief for saying Hugh Jackman as Joker.
It was Jack Nicholson. Yeah, I knew what he meant.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, people aren't going to let you off on that one.
Yeah, I'm excited for that Punisher. I love that show. I love that character. I love that Daredevil. I want them to do another season of that.
Yeah, they just started shooting Daredevil season 3.
Okay.
And
those are good shows.
My favorite comic books besides Spider-Man and Batman growing up were Fantastic Four and Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer was pretty badass, but Silver Surfer to me was like Superman. Like, his powers were so great that it wasn't even fun.
Yeah. Yeah, he couldn't lose.
Yeah.
But I just thought he was totally badass. But
I liked X-Men a lot when I was a kid.
Well, and as much as I liked the Fantastic Four, those movies have blown. They've just been awful.
Oh, yeah, they're bad.
So, oh well. Mind asking if Terminator's a comic book movie?
I don't think so. I don't think it's based on a comic book.
I don't know. I don't remember reading it.
It might be. I don't know. What do I know? Jong has a podcast.
Yeah, Jong should know. Jong should be able to answer that.
Jong knows everything.
I don't think it is. I think it was just a movie brought by James Cameron. Is that correct?
Yeah. I don't know if he wrote it, but I know he directed it.
The Spawn comic books are really good.
The Spawn movie was horrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I understand that it's hard to make a movie about, because Spawn in the comic books, he can't speak. It's hard to make a movie about a superhero who can't talk.
Here's the development of Terminator. So in Rome, Italy, during the release of Piranha 2, The Spawning, director Cameron fell ill and had a dream about a metallic torso holding kitchen knives dragging itself from an explosion, inspired by director John Carpenter, who had made the slasher film Halloween. On a low budget, Cameron used the dream as a launching pad to write a slasher-style film. Cameron's agent disliked the Terminator concept and requested that he work on something else. After this, Cameron dismissed his agent. So that's kind of how it started.
I wish someone would start redoing horror movies, but do them good. Like, I don't know why people can't come up with scary horror movies anymore.
Well, I watched one the other day.
Are we desensitized, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what else?
Like, what would scare me now?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I watched that Chernobyl Diaries the other day just because it was kind of a, you know, it was kind of a horror movie.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, eh.
What scared you when you were little?
Exorcist.
That scared you? What about you, John?
That one scared the crap out of me.
Did you watch scary movies when you were a kid?
Yeah. Let's see. Growing up, I think like The Ring.
The Ring?
Yeah, that was pretty scary.
Oh, God. You're a child.
I was a child. Grew up in a different
age. Oh my God. The Ring. It's PG-13 for crying out loud.
I mean, wasn't the Exorcist PG-13?
No.
But
the Exorcist had a line that said, "Let Jesus F you," while she jabbed a crucifix into her vagina.
Yeah, that and the green pea soup throw up.
Yeah, that was not PG-13.
But it's funny, as I got a little bit older, my whole attitude toward him changed because I rooted for Freddy Krueger.
Yeah,
I was all about that. I was all about Freddy Krueger. It's like, yeah,
Him. That was really scary. All the Krueger movies were scary.
I didn't like Freddy Krueger because I would be because if someone really could get you while you're sleeping, that would be disadvantageous to me because I like to sleep.
Don't and we all do? It's kind of a natural thing.
And you're supposed to go to sleep. You know, after you watch a horror movie, that's time to go to sleep. What if Freddy comes? You know,
Freddy's coming for you.
I always felt like Jason Voorhees I could get away from. Because he's not particularly fast, and the problem is everybody just always falls down. Like, I feel like if I could avoid that major fall, and if I didn't have sex in the woods, I could probably be okay.
Well, if you're a virgin who's about to have sex, yeah, you're going to get killed. That just happens. Right.
Or if you're black.
Right, right. That's basically...
But even then, he's like lumbering, so even if you fall once, you can still get up and run away. But most of the times when they fall, they like twist an ankle.
Yeah. And I loved Halloween. The Halloween movies were my favorite, but I always thought I could get away from Michael Myers. And I always said I would chop his head off. And then you beat those guys by chopping their heads off. But there's a movie that scared me the most when I was little. The Shining was very scary to me. And
Carrie scared the crap out of me for some
Carrie
reason.
Carrie was scary to me. Poltergeist was terrifying.
That one, especially that clown.
The clown was terrifying.
Yeah,
But the thought, if when you're a kid, the thought that the television could hurt you, oh no.
Yeah, that was that one was pretty high on my list, especially, you know, with ghosts and everything else going on there. Yeah.
It scared the crap out of me.
Yeah. I like the original Chainsaw Massacre. The original It, I thought was, I felt like it was corny. It never really scared me that much.
But I was a little kid, so.
Yeah.
It's funny because I think most of those Stephen King movies that are supposed to be scary, they really didn't work after. Like, Carrie worked and The Shining worked, but a lot of them, like.
Oh, you know what else worked? Pet Sematary.
So that didn't scare me at all.
Oh, man. Because we had animals buried in our backyard. It was terrifying.
Did you have an actual cemetery with
a
sign?
No,
you had
signs.
Nothing to worry about.
No, we didn't do any of that. All right. I'm going to tell you about the Rockets. Not scary right now. Six in a row these dudes have won. And they're on a roll. They're amongst the best team and maybe the one team that looks like they could challenge the Warriors right now. And guess what tonight is, Fred? You'll never guess. I told you. It's 2 for Tuesday. Your first place Houston Rockets host the Toronto Raptors tonight at Toyota Center. You can get 2 tickets, 2 large beers or souvenir sodas, 2 Rockets run as one koozies, and the packages start as low as $49. Doors open up at 6, so you still got time to get down to Toyota Center. Go to rockets.com or call 713-627-DUNK to get your tickets today. That's 2 for Tuesday. The Rockets hosting the Raptors tonight. 2 tickets, 2 beers, 2 koozies. As low as $49. Get to Rockets.com for tickets for that game and all the other games this season and watch your Rockets run as one.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
I have.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. The journey to Jacksonville has begun. We're giving away a trip for two to Florida to see Houston take on Jacksonville December 17th. Log on to ESPN975.com and find out the three ways to qualify for the grand prize drawing on November 24th. You could win a three-night stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, downtown Jacksonville Riverfront, go to the football game at Everbank Field, and play a round of golf at the Hidden Hills Golf Club, courtesy of Florida's First Coast of Golf. Visit Florida and ESPN975. Well, I got something to give away here. Why don't we just do this? About a Raising Cane's gift card. Win a 20.
Like that.
Well, you can't win it. Win a $25 Raising Cane's gift card and indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated, hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find the location nearest you today. Caller 10. You're getting yourself a Raising Cane's gift card. All right. Man, people are mentioning movies now that I'm remembering. The Omen was one that scared me a little, mainly because of religion. Because, you know, we grew up Catholic, and there's this scary little Antichrist running around.
Yeah,
that scared the hell out of me. But yeah, all right. You want to get the sports?
I guess so. We've successfully avoided it for the first 50 minutes of the show.
Very proud.
Thank you.
I thought we did.
It's okay. A strong effort.
Yeah, yeah. So this Jimbo Fisher to A&M thing seems to be getting a little steam. And I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are on it, because I have a few I'd like to get to. But
well, my thoughts are this. It doesn't hurt to throw it out there. It doesn't hurt to try. You know, and I've heard things from A&M. Oh, A&M may be interested in Dabo Swinney as head coach. Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Yeah. Everybody else is, yeah.
A&M's probably interested in Nick Saban, too. I mean, these are
Urban Meyer.
Yeah. Everybody wants, and you know what? Kudos to A&M for going out there and trying. You should. But let's be realistic here. Jimbo Fisher, a year ago, I would have said this is not realistic. Now, you think Jimbo Fisher's having a good time right now? You think the boosters are patting him on the back and smiling at him?
I think they're probably giving him a pass for this season, considering. But
well, then I guess what it boils down to, does Jimbo Fisher feel like what he's got in place and what he's got in the pipeline is going to be good enough to get him back to championship level? And that to me, that's the question. I will say this. As it stands right now, A&M is not a championship-level program. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
The question becomes, is Jimbo Fisher a championship-level coach, or was he the guy that showed up at a championship-level program?
I think he is a championship-level coach.
That means that you think he can go to a school that doesn't have the pedigree and win a championship there, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So if he went to, say, Iowa, he could win a championship?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know that you could recruit well enough to Iowa to ever win a championship.
Okay.
But maybe.
Okay. But okay, how about this? He could go to Cal and win a championship?
No, but I think A&M's a much better program than that.
Okay.
It's significantly better.
Okay. I mean, but neither one of them are winning championships. We can agree on that.
But if you're trying to ask me, can Jimbo Fisher win a national championship at Texas A&M? Yeah, he can.
Think so?
Yes, I okay. do. Now, can he win one at Cal? I don't know. That might be asking a bit much.
I don't know.
You can recruit. I mean, you've got a fertile recruiting ground here, and they've recruited great. You've got to coach them up and get the right guys. And, yeah, you got to get through Alabama, but at some point, you know, somebody's going to get through them. It happens every now and then.
I guess. I tend to look at it like you've got a fertile recruiting ground in California if you're at Cal. The problem is Texas A&M.
And Cal has tougher admission standards, too, though. I mean, you're not able to get.
That's fair.
You're not able to get whatever kid you want.
The reputation that Texas A&M has as – and everything is in line for Texas A&M to be a great program but they're not a great program.
They got to get that transcendent coach. That you can make that argument for all these other programs that have been great. And, you know,
Well, do you really think Mack Brown was a transcendent coach?
For Texas, he was. He was the perfect fit there, yeah. He was a perfect fit there.
I tend to think
from a personality standpoint to everything.
I tend to think the smartest thing Mack Brown did was get out of Vince Young's way. And if Mack Brown wouldn't have been there and Vince Young had some other coach, he probably still would have won a championship. I don't think Mack Brown was some sort of savant coach.
Dude, Mack was one of the greatest recruiters we've ever seen.
No doubt about that.
Let's not just say, no, he wasn't a great X's and O's guy, but he had good guys around him that knew what they were doing, and he trusted them with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you're selling Mack short if you're just saying anybody could have won with Vince Young.
I'm just saying I don't think Mack was some brilliant coach. I mean, I think Mack was.
But that you don't have to be brilliant to be successful and transcendent. If you can recruit like that and hire the right people and be the CEO and shake all the hands and do what you need to do. Yeah, Nick Saban's a great X's and O's guy. There's no question. And he has a very different style, and it works really well. Do you think Les Miles was a terrific X and O's guy?
No.
But he was a pretty damn good coach for a long time. And that's the thing. You just have to be able to trust the people you hired to do their jobs. And, you know, Mack was able to do that off and on. He had great defensive coordinator, and he had Gene Chizik there and people like that. You think Mack was in there teaching kids how to play cornerback when you've got Gene Chizik and Dwayne Aquina back there teaching kids? No. It's not what he did. And that's why it was a perfect fit there. And I think that's what you have to have at any one of these programs. If you're going to get to that level, you've got to have. And there's just not that many of those coaches out there. There really isn't.
Yeah.
That can win anywhere. And I think Urban Meyer's an example. Nick Saban's an example. And the list after that, it's hard to say. I think Jimbo Fisher can win somewhere else because he's got a pretty good pedigree. But do I know that for a fact?
Yeah.
But that's why if you're A&M. But what I think this is.
I guess our definition of a transcendent coach is different because I think of Nick Saban and Urban Meyer as transcendent coaches because
they're fantastic
recruiters and they're great X's and O's guys.
But I mean, that's what I'm saying. The list is pretty short.
Yeah.
But I think you're selling Mack short a little bit in that, you know, the way he was able to recruit and he got guys who could do the X's and O's around him.
Yeah, that's true.
That is not a slam dunk skill. A lot of guys don't want. It's like Gary Patterson to me is a good example. Do I think he could win at a bigger job? I think so, but I don't know.
Because realistically, Kevin Sumlin is one of the best recruiters in the country.
Oh, yeah, they've done great.
But he's not a transcendent coach because he hasn't been able to do it on the X's and O's side and hasn't surrounded himself with the people to do it, at least, whatever it is. Yeah. Or he's not coaching the guys up that he gets. I don't know what the problem is.
I wonder about.
But Brady Hoke was a great recruiter. He wasn't a great coach.
But here, part of it, too, and we got to go to break, so we'll come back to this. But the reality is it's not just recruiting five stars. It's recruiting guys that are five stars that can actually play and then improving them. And one thing that Les Miles was so good at was getting cornerbacks that were three-star recruits that played into first-round NFL talent
because
they developed them. And those were guys that maybe other schools weren't as high on. And that's part of it. And that's one thing that Alabama just keeps finding these guys, and they hit on them because they know how to get the right guys. We'll get to that in a little bit. Right now, you know what? You can even bet on that if you want. And that's what MyBookie's all about, man. You need holiday cash. This is where to get it. You can score serious cash with MyBookie. And the holidays, just around the corner. And that means plenty of parties, gifts, and spending, but you're going to want to have action going, right? Football, basketball, hockey. You got soccer all over the place right now. Horse racing. Time to play like the pros. You got all kinds of options on MyBookie. And where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money betting on the games, you got to go to MyBookie.ag. It's the only site I use anymore. I trust them, but you don't have to take my word for it. You can check them out yourself. Great mobile site that makes wagering on your smartphone a breeze. Super fast payouts when you win. That's the best part about it. Join now, and they're going to match your initial deposit with up to a 50% bonus. All you have to do is use promo code FRED. Visit mybookie.ag today, promo code FRED, up to a 50% bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. That's MyBookie.